This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Today we look at Native stories, art, and healing ceremony in honor of George Floyd. Here's reporter Leah Lim.
Native community members in Minneapolis offer healing after the death of George Floyd. A letter was released by the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors Group. The collective of about 30 Twin Cities American Indian organizations responded to the tragic death of George Floyd and, quote, condemns the murder of one of our fellow citizens. And George Floyd's murder has sparked mourning, peaceful protests, and opportunistic agitators, along with police and National Guard confrontation. Buildings burned, including Migazi, an organization in South Minneapolis that is dedicated to empowering Native youth. But so many helped take care of people during this time of heartbreak. Donations to organizations like Migazi have been substantial. Community members have been helping to protect organizations from violence. And a week after George Floyd's death, on 38th in Chicago, jingle dress dancers came and danced at the same intersection. The jingle dress has been shared to provide medicine and healing. Misko Gimiwan Pupart Chapman told her story of witness and healing at the ceremony and shared these words with Minnesota Native News team member Justice Sanchez.
My name is Misko Gimiwan Pupart Chapman. I'm 19 years old. I attend Augsburg University. I live in this area. I have family members just around the corner. I represent the Minnesota Indian Education Association, and I'm a women's power dancer.
Who are you dancing for today?
I'm dancing for the people. I'm dancing for healing. I came here with compassion in my heart, with empathy. I know how these families are feeling because it happens to ours, and it happens to all these families daily. You see it in the news all the time, and it's not every day that we get to record what's happening. And you know, a movement like this, we're all hurting, and I'm here dancing for the people. That's why all these dancers are here. The jingle dress came in the 1920s when the pandemic was happening back then too, and it's not a surprise that it's showing back up in these times. We need healing, and that's what these dances are for, you know?
May was American Indian Month in Minnesota and had a very different look this year through the pandemic and distress in Minneapolis. No powwows, no smell of Indian tacos down Franklin Ave, but it was still celebrated. One such event came from the Division of Indian Work. They announced the winners of their video and art contest. Attendees joined over video conference to appreciate the art of community and to choose their favorites. Hosting the event was Ashley Zukowski from DIW.
All of the artwork here was submitted by a large variety of people, mostly in the Twin Cities, but even from Wisconsin. A lot of younger kids, a lot of varying age ranges. I think this is just something fun to be able to look at and experience today. This month has been difficult for a lot of people, especially this week, and it's nice to be able to have something to enjoy.
There were art pieces by youth, traditional dancers, and even some lively chalk art, all celebrating this year's theme of We Are Still Here. Though there were over a dozen entries, only three could win. Co-host of the event, Afton Delgado, introduced the first place winner, Adam Nelson's piece.
And this is Adam Nelson. So this is a great piece. It really shows the importance of how the Plains and how everyone feels about Bidote, which is the center of a lot of our communities.
And prominently in the center of the piece was hashtag We Are Still Here. And Tashia Hart from Red Lake Nation has a new young adult novel that recently made its debut. Gidgee and the Wolves is the first in a series of books called The Intermediaries. Gidgee, a young Anishinaabe girl, has friends and loved ones who are intermediaries, beings who walk as both animals and humans.
This first book, Gidgee and the Wolves, it's sort of like the intro into this world.
Tashia describes the novel as embracing both the real and the fantastical, all the while embracing Anishinaabe culture and the landscape of Minnesota. Find out more at tashiahart.com. That's Tashia, T-A-S-H-I-A, Hart, H-A-R-T.com. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.